USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court of the United States struck down President Biden's vaccine mandate on businesses with 100 employees or more, saying Biden exceeded his authority. The unconstitutional mandate would have affected roughly 80 million Americans. Novak Djokovic faces possible deportation from Australia after his visa was revoked for a second time by officials on Friday. The Australian Open starts in 3 days. President Biden met with Senators Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, and Kyrsten Sinema, the Democrat from Arizona, at the White House last night to discuss voting rights after they reaffirmed their opposition to reforming the 60-vote filibuster rule. The president, after meeting with Democrat senators Thursday.
I hope we can get this done, but I'm not sure. But one thing for certain, like every other major civil rights bill that came along, if we miss the first time, we can come back and try it a second time.
USA Radio News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
The Senate on Thursday failed to pass a bill sanctioning the Nord Stream 2 pipeline from Russia to Germany after the Biden administration aggressively lobbied Democrats to defeat Republican Senator Ted Cruz's efforts to target the Putin project. The vote was 55-44 and denied because of the filibuster rule. More charges for the black nationalist that is charged with killing Christmas paraders late last year in Wisconsin.
The black nationalist suspected in a domestic terror attack in Wisconsin is facing 71 new charges. Prosecutors updating a criminal complaint before Daryl Brooks is due in court on Friday for a hearing. It includes 61 counts of recklessly endangering safety and 6 counts of hit and run. He was already charged with killing an 8-year-old boy and 5 adults. Police say he crashed his SUV through barricades and targeted white performers and attendees at a parade 4 days before Thanksgiving in Waukesha, Wisconsin. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As President Biden, in a divisive speech in Georgia this week, compared those that oppose his partisan voting rights bill to former Democrat racists back in the day. The president advertised killing the 60-vote filibuster rule. Senator Tom Cotton on Fox News gives the Republican point of view.
Well, I think Joe Biden and the Democrats are frustrated that they can't remake the American political system so they never have to relinquish power. That's what today's debate is really about. They want to destroy the Senate rules and customs, not so they can, say, raise your taxes or they can confiscate your guns. They would do those things, of course, but it's so they can do things like federalize our elections and take over the way elections are conducted in all 50 states, make Washington, D.C. a state so they get 2 Democratic senators in perpetuity, pack our courts to include the Supreme Court. That's what this is all about. The Democrats know that their agenda is massively unpopular, and it's delivered catastrophic results for Americans, like the highest inflation in 40 years. So they want to remake our political system so they never have to relinquish power. They're so frustrated today because they had a couple Democratic senators stand up to them and say no. And I just can't imagine that Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema took very kindly to being compared to Jefferson Davis and George Wallace and Bull Connors. You and I and half the country that opposed Joe Biden's election law, we have another reason to object to him because all 3 of those people are Democrats. Remember, the Democratic Party was the party of slavery, secession, and segregation.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.